I'd like now to introduce Jennifer Hoffman. She is Deputy Cabinet Secretary at the New Mexico Tourism Department. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much for having me.
So the Tourism Department, first of all, what does the Tourism Department do? Basically advertise New Mexico so that people elsewhere will come here?
Yeah, the Tourism Department has, its main objective is to bring tourism to New Mexico, which is over $5.5 billion direct spending impact on the state every year. So second to oil and gas, we're a really important and big industry here in the state. And our goal is to reach out to visitors from all over the world and tell them about the treasures that we have here and hope that they'll come and visit us.
I would think that for Santa Fe, it's kind of a no-brainer, getting them to go to the border of Mexico or the western? I mean, how do you get them to go other places besides here?
Yeah, Santa Fe is a given. It's our most popular destination and sort of that well-trodden trail between Albuquerque and Taos, including Santa Fe, is a really popular place for a lot of people. But the kind of traveler that we're seeing travel trends change, and people want a more experiential, hands-on, authentic experience, and they're willing to go out into rural areas to get that. For example, recently I went to Puye Cliff's grand opening up at Santa Clara Pueblo. Since the Cerro Grande fire 9 years ago, it's been closed. And that's off the beaten path, but it's worth getting to. And so those are the kind of things we like to tell travelers, potential travelers, about here in the state.
So, I mean, it is sort of funny in my mind when you think about people want an authentic experience, so the New Mexico Tourism Department is going to basically package authentic experiences for them.
Yeah, I mean, we're not packaging it for them. Actually, the emphasis that I'm trying to make right now in the ecotourism, this new initiative for ecotourism in New Mexico is actually the first of its kind, really, in the country. There are other states that do things like ecotourism, geotourism, and that type of travel. It's a big name, and it covers a lot of things. So what we're trying to do is basically take the existing reasons why people visit the land of enchantment already, which is scenic beauty and cultural heritage. And you take those two things and repackage them and rebrand them as ecotourism.
So what is ecotourism?
Well, ecotourism is a nature-based form of responsible travel that benefits local communities. So it is a more rural initiative than, say, just bringing people to Canyon Road to see art galleries.
Right.
While that's also hugely important, and knowing Santa Fe as the second biggest art market in the country to New York City, that's a great reason to visit the state. But with ecotourism, we're looking to bring a certain type of traveler that stays longer, spends more money, and is interested in giving back to the communities that they visit. For example, I just recently visited with Barbara Gonzalez, Maria Martinez's great-granddaughter. Maria Martinez from Santa Clara, or San Ildefonso, excuse me.
The great potter.
Famous for the black-on-black pottery, right. And so visiting with Barbara and her studio, which is open to the public, and meeting the artist who creates some of this world-renowned pottery is exactly the kind of experience that an eco-tourist wants to have.
So that's not exactly eco per se. I mean, that's like a cultural experience, but if they're, throwing bottled water bottles around and things like that, they're creating just as much pollution as they were on any other kind of tourism.
And I think that's a great example of how when you use something as big as the word eco, you automatically want to talk about recycling bottles, and you want to talk about water catchment systems, and all of that can definitely be a part of this initiative. In fact, what we're trying to do is the ecotourism initiative for the tourism department is one of the few, if not the only, new program that received funding from this year's legislature. And we want to take that money and contract with a destination management group that is certified as an ecotourism management group, and they will come and they may be a New Mexico company. We're in the process of creating our request for proposal.
Okay.
And then this group will be selected, and they'll come and administer this program. So they'll go throughout the state, take inventory, find where the most feasible locations are. And then part of that also will be putting in a series of eco lodges, so almost like a domestic safari, semi-permanent, permanent tented camps that will be sort of the anchor destinations throughout the state where you're going out and you're having an experience in the wilderness. And I like using domestic safari because people sort of understand that they equate it with Africa, where ecotourism has been happening for decades. And, you know, they can understand, you know, people spend lots of money to go and stay in places like that, have outdoor adventures, view wildlife, go hunting. All those things constitute as ecotourism. And different businesses, tour operators, fly fishing guides, hotels, spas, can get certified or become part of the ecotourism program for the state through this new program that we're building. So it includes, you know, the kind of places that are going to use solar energy and water catchment systems.
Composting toilets.
Yeah, exactly. Or El Monte Sagrado in Taos has an extensive water catchment and water reuse system. So there's so much equity that already exists in the state. It's just that going out and finding it, certifying it, and then becoming a clearinghouse of information for people who are interested in this type of travel. It's the fastest growing segment in the travel industry today.
One does think of ecotourism basically mostly to other countries,
right?
Third world countries.
Right. I think New Mexico is,
kind of a third world country.
And we're so different, and that's what makes us unique. And the fact that we have these huge wide open spaces with an accessible Pueblo, Apache, and Navajo cultures to visit, it sets us apart from the rest of the country. We've always said that, the tourism department anyway. But when you're sort of creating new opportunities, for example, on Pueblo land, if that's something that we can do, build one of these eco camps, have a native guide take you to visit Puye Cliffs and talk about their ancestors there. That's, having that kind of experience is totally different. And it would be the first kind of thing of its kind in the entire country. So I think New Mexico has a huge opportunity to stake its claim as the ecotourism destination in the country.
So what is your relationship with the various public land agency? I would think you would be using public lands a lot for this.
Well, one of the really great things about this project is it requires a cross-agency and private-public cross-collaboration. And without that community effort, it can't really be successful. So it's not just coming from tourism. This is also something we're doing with the Department of Cultural Affairs, with Game and Fish, with the State Land Office, with State Parks, and with the Pueblos. And so it's just a matter of educating them about what the initiative is and sort of getting some strength and some energy behind it.
How does it link with things like habitat preservation and other conservation efforts?
Well, I think, you've heard newer terms like agritourism or culinary tourism or voluntourism. And voluntourism, you can imagine doing something like maybe restoring silvery minnow habitat or going to visit wolf habitat and those sort of things. So definitely like planting trees, river restoration, I see those things as a crucial element of this project.
So you could work with Wild Earth Guardians or people who are doing that anyway.
Exactly. Eradicating, you know, salt cedar and replanting native plants and essentially too, I think one of the things that could be really, really important to this is that it is creating a fund where, you know, part of your travel expenses are going into a fund that helps sustain this type of program. So you know when you travel here that you're giving back to the communities in a monetary way. And there are studies that show travelers are willing to pay almost 50% more for their travel expenses if they know there's a green element or an element that gives back to the community by paying that.
Very interesting. I would imagine once this gets underway, it could serve as an example to other states.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's about, you know, we often are afraid of change and we don't want to lose a certain kind of lifestyle here in New Mexico that we appreciate as locals and what drew us here. A ranching lifestyle, working cattle ranches, you know, that's sort of it's a very Western concept. It's a very Western way of life and Native American culture and those sort of things. You have to preserve them, not just promote them. So you want to do both, and I think this is a way in which you can do both. And this is really rooted in a sense of place. How does a landscape affect the way you think and the books that you read and the art that you create and the way you talk? And I think when people travel now, we see these trends in the industry, when they travel, they want to learn those types of things. They want to go and say, I met the artist who made this pot at Indian Market, or, you know, those kinds of experience, they're already here. That richness is already here in New Mexico. We just need to further capitalize on it.
here we are on the radio talking about it. Would you like to make a call out to people in the public or businesses or other people to get in touch with you? What kind of support are you looking for?
Well, we're, like I said, we're in the process of going out to bid to find that contractor. But I've been continually in the process since joining the department last summer of taking inventory of the things that already exist that can constitute as ecotourism in the state. So,
what are some of those?
Well, any kind of, you know, say a fly fishing guide who gives back to the local hatchery, or a pottery artist who's willing to do hands-on pottery classes for tourists, you know, outdoor adventure tour operators that do llama trekking or river rafting. So anything, you know, that has to do with outdoor adventure and cultural heritage together. But that doesn't exclude, of course, spas, hotels, and other tourism partners who happen to do things that are either eco-friendly and conscious of the environment or have to do with giving back to the local community. And I'm interested in hearing from anybody who's has a foot in that door already, and they can reach out to me by emailing me. It's jennifer.hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, at state.nm.us.
Jennifer Hoffman is Deputy Cabinet Secretary at the New Mexico Tourism Department. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 505-428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show for free on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and then jazz.
Thank you.